Yes, it is. And Tim Bogenhagen from the EAA, he is the staff liaison for the Fun Fly Zone, which is where we are today, south. You just come south and get on a tram or walk, and you're going to bump into the Wayfinding Tower for the Fun Fly Zone. And we're at the barn. We used to say back when it was ultralights and only ultralights.
On the farm.
We said we were on the farm.
This used to be a horse barn right here, and it was a private farm. And yeah, this was back in the day when EAA first started. This whole area was farm fields.
Yeah. Well, it still kind of is.
In a way, yeah, but it's still a barn.
Yeah, that's right.
But it's our headquarters now for the ultralight operation.
Very cool. So, Tim, we have lined up some pretty cool people to talk to on the show today. And let's start here with Larry.
Yeah, we got Larry Wenning here with us. And Larry is one of the pilots that flew his privately owned aircraft into convention. And Larry's a longtime volunteer in the area also. He's part of our judging program where he judges ultralights and light sport aircraft. So he's got a keen eye for knowing details and things that are right, things that are wrong, good craftsmanship. He's got a real talent for that. And he flew in his Kit Fox. And, you know, I don't want to steal his thunder and talk too much about it, but this year is special for Kit Fox because it's their 40th anniversary since they first were introduced in 1984.
That's so, correct. Yep.
So yep. I can look right here, and I used to be able to see before we had the tarp put up for the
behind balloon. The battleship tarp there. The
yep. Tell me about Mangy Fox. Tell me about your airplane.
Mangy Fox is a fun airplane. I've had that for a number of years. Bought it as basically a derelict airplane. And brought it home, tore it all apart, and my good friend Steve, I invited him over to my house when I first brought it home, and I'm like, well, I'm going to work on this thing and get it going again, and I'd like you to check me out in it. And he's like, yeah, what is this? And it's like, well, it's a Kit Fox. And he said, well, that's kind of a mangy fox is what it is. And it stuck.
That stuck. Yeah.
However, it's gone through quite a bit of a transformation over the years. From 2009 when I bought it to 2015 when it had its second first flight, it went through quite a transformation.
So you've been flying now for 9 years since you rebuilt
this airplane. I've been flying now for 9 years.
That's taken a lot of adventures with that Airbus.
Mm-hmm.
Share with us some of your adventures.
I've had it out to Idaho a couple of times, up to the Frank Church Wilderness area, all of the backcountry strips that Idaho is famous for. I've had it down to Sun and Fun. I've had it out to Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. So we've been all over the place.
Yeah, that's not exactly a fast cross-country plane, is it?
No, it's not fast, but it's not too bad. We can cruise about 100 miles an hour.
It's slow and slow, so it's actually faster than a Cub, Tim.
Yep, faster than a Cub.
Cubs can't do 100 miles an hour?
No. Straight down, maybe.
Why would anyone want one of those things, then?
Well, because why wouldn't they want one of those?
Classic. So you're doing 100 miles an hour. What kind of engine do you have in that?
My airplane, I have a 912 Rotax, which is kind of the stalwart for the light sport arena.
Those are nice engines.
They are wonderful engines.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
They've earned a really good reputation for reliability, haven't they?
Yes, they definitely have. It's a perfect match for a lot of these light sport airplanes, and even lighter than light sport, because the power to weight is there, the reliability is there. It's getting hard now to find two-stroke engines anymore for the smaller airplanes.
Right.
And these 912s have kind of filled that niche.
Well, they're
between
more
real ultralights and the certificated planes.
Yeah. Now, talking about the Kit Fox, didn't that originally come out with a two-cycle engine?
The original Kit Fox, the Model 1 Kit Fox, was birthed from the Avid Flyer prior to it, which celebrated an anniversary last year. And was kind of marketed originally as an ultralight. Now, it was what they called back in the day a fat ultralight, which it really didn't make the 254-pound empty weight thing, but it was an outgrowth of the guys who had the ultralight planes and really enjoying them and wanted something that was a little bit more airplane.
When for our listeners' benefit, when you say ultralight plane, we're talking about like the old Quicksilvers and you know, the more rustic,
right, yep,
fly in the wind experience. As
less like a flying lawn chair, which you're describing.
Yeah, was
sometimes you say ultralight, you think flying lawn chair, right? Yeah. But
that's
the
how, that's how my
really
wife used to describe my Quicksilvers. Yeah, it's a lawn chair with a fan on the back of it.
Well, what about the Mangy Fox? Is that a lawn chair with a fan on the back?
That's a little more substantial than that. It's got a heater in it. I fly it in the wintertime.
You got a heater
skis
in it.
Yeah. Got skis on it. We fly it in the snow.
Wow.
And you're from Wisconsin, so that's
correct.
A big deal,
oh, yes,
right?
Yep, yeah, yep. So it's
out racing the snow machines.
Oh, yeah. It's fun to fly down to the frozen lakes and fly along with the guys on the sleds down there and so on. They get a big kick out of it.
Now,
so
what's special about coming to AirVenture and the Fun Fly Zone? Why do you bring Mangy Fox in
my
here?
My goodness. What isn't special about being down here at the Ultralight Farm? It's the only place on the field where you can fly in and you can fly your airplane during the week. You don't have to pack up and leave in order to fly during the week. We have flying sessions twice a day. You sit through a briefing and learn the rules to operate in our airspace down here, and you can operate through the pattern out here off the ultralight field. It's a great time. It's a wonderful time down here with a little airplane that's it's just fun. It's just the fun.
And
they look
like fun. I mean, they look. You stand in front of one and look at it, and you think, that looks fun.
Looks fun.
Love the round motor look. You know, the traditional Kit Fox round
That is the traditional Kit Fox look, is the round motor look. There's a bit of a story behind that.
Well, it's differentiating itself from the Avid, of course.
Correct, yeah. They're initially, when Kit Fox separated from Avid, they were, definitely.
Yeah.
Even more than that, full brothers. They originally was a little six-cylinder radial engine that they were trying to develop to go in the Kit Fox that never came to fruition, never really matured enough to be worthy of it. And the 582 slid into that notch, and they just kept the round cowl for the look.
Right.
And it became, kind of a trademark look for them.
Well, you know, those Rotaxes are now so popular that they're ending up in certified airplanes now, certified engine now. And so a lot of the new ASTM standard aircraft that are coming out of Europe, Eastern Europe, and everywhere, really, most of them are coming with certified Rotax motors in
them. That is correct, yeah. The nice thing with the Rotax engines, for at least the European rules, they have a lot of noise restrictions and things, and you can see with a lot of these airplanes, they fly over there so quiet. You can fly in and out of an airstrip that's in a neighborhood that you don't even have the noise issues at all that you would with a certificated type airplane or a Cub or something like that. The old chug-a-lug Continentals in them that,
yeah,
you know, chug like an old John Deere B
tractor. Right. They're pretty fuel efficient too, aren't they?
Very much so. I can fly along with my airplane at 100 miles an hour, and I'm burning usually 3.5 to 4.5 gallons
an
hour.
That's fantastic, yeah.
And do you prefer 100 low lead or auto gas?
Well, the Rotax does not really care for the lead in the 100 low lead fuel, so we usually run 92 octane auto gas. Out here on the field, we've got Swift, which is a wonderful fuel for these engines as well. And I'm keeping my fingers crossed that they eventually come out with that lead-free aviation fuel replacement, which will be great.
It's just not quite certified yet, but they're already testing it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So there's one thing that I just love about the Kit Fox design, and that is the folding wing. Tell me about the folding wing.
The folding wing was definitely one of the sales features of the airplane back in the day. There's actually molded into the tail section of the airplane. There's fittings where you can put a trailer tongue on the back of it, and you can hook up the back of the airplane to the trailer hitch on the back of your car and pull it home. Kit Fox used to have, years ago, they had a promotional video of you haul the airplane from your garage to the airport and fold out the wings and go flying.
On its own landing gear without a trailer.
On its own landing gear without a trailer.
Doesn't that sound great? I mean, I want to do that. I'm sorry.
And I'm just daydreaming here as you guys are talking about this fantastic airplane that is now 40 years old.
40 years old.
Floats on my dock.
Ooh, floats.
I think it would be a great float airplane.
Kit Fox makes a wonderful float plane. Whether they're the amphib floats or even the straight floats, they do very, very well off the water. There's usually one or two down at the seaplane base over the years. One of the guys down at the seaplane base, Paul Seehafer,
is our
guru for floats with Kit Foxes and actually a lot of light planes. But, they make a wonderful, wonderful float plane. They do very well off the water. The stall properties allow them to get off the water fairly quickly, and being light, they're maneuverable, and yeah, they handle floats very well.
About the same weight as a big three-place jet ski, huh, you would think?
Well, empty weight on my airplane is 700 pounds.
Okay,
which at the time when I still had it was less than my motorcycle.
Yeah. Okay.
My motorcycle weighed 725 pounds.
Yep. So 700 pounds is what the original J3 Piper Cubs weighed coming out of the factory with a 65-horse engine.
Right, before everybody like started putting stuff in them. Yeah,
yep. He's got the same weight with 100 horse.
And a lot more technology in the wing and so
right.
on. That,
a lot more performance.
That
gives
a heck of a lot of performance. Yeah.
Wow. Well, thank you for. I know you're from Merrill, Wisconsin.
That's correct.
About
100 miles northwest of Oshkosh.
Okay.
So it usually takes me about an hour to fly down here. When I flew down last week Wednesday, I had a wonderful tailwind. It got me down here in 40 minutes.
Wow. How nice. But in contrast to that, you know, you have flown this airplane all over the country.
Yeah. Yes.
And so it's very capable. This is just a nice little cruise down here to hang out with all your best friends once a year.
600,000 of my best friends.
Right on.
Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
And taking time out of your day, Larry, down here being entertained by our water balloon show. And
yeah, it looks like we're into round two here now.
Sharing your passion for the Fun Fly Zone and for the 40th anniversary of the Kit Fox.
Well, I thank you guys for coming down and giving us the opportunity to give a little bit of publicity to the 40th anniversary of Kit Fox. Whether you come down here to the Fun Fly Zone or you visit the factory guys up at their booth up on the north end, they've got some beautiful newer airplanes up there now.
Very cool.
As a matter of fact, talking about floats, they've got one up there on amphibs right now. It's just a gorgeous airplane.
Wow, okay. All right, well, thank you very much. Jaymont G, we are at the Fun Fly Zone, south end of Air Venture. Come on down and check them out, especially if you haven't been here this week. There's a lot going on down here. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. You're listening to EAA Radio.